Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Payoff.com is a paying sponsor of the Creative Control Daily Podcast. You've tried balance transfers and budgeting, but high interest rates and unrelenting bill cycles make it almost impossible to get out of credit card debt on your own. Instead of another new savings technique, you need a clear path out of debt. And that's what a payoff loan can do. A payoff loan is a personal loan backed by member-centric credit unions designed to help you pay off your credit cards. With rates as low as 5.99% APR, loan amounts up to $35,000 with no hidden fees, and personal customer service support from Payoff to help you reach your financial goals. Some of the benefits of a payoff loan may also include potential credit score boost, one monthly payment, and savings from lower interest rates. Go to payoff.com/creativecontroldaily to learn more. Checking loan rates won't affect your credit score. Try something new. Pay off your credit card debt with Payoff. NMLS ID number 1396805. Not all applicants may qualify. Loans only available within the United States. Loan is not available in all states. Payoff works with lending partners who originate the loans. Additional terms, conditions, and eligibility requirements may apply. More information is available at payoff.com/creativecontroldaily.
Generally speaking, you're free till you're about 4 years old. And then five around. So then you go to grammar school, and then you start becoming demented and solved and orientated and shoved into areas. You lose what individualism you have. If you have enough, of course, you retain some of it. But most don't have enough, so you become watchers of game shows, you know, and things like that. Then you work the 8-hour job with almost a feeling of goodness, like you're doing something. And you get married like marriage is a victory, and you have children like children is a victory. But most things most people do are it's something they have to do because there's nothing else to do. There's no glory in it. There's no steam. There's no fire. It's very, very flat. And the earth is full of them. You're doing some dumb thing over and over and over. You get caught into the stricture of what you're supposed to be, and you have no other choice. You're finally molded and melded into what you're supposed to be. I didn't like this, and I didn't like the 8-hour job. I didn't even like the 4-hour job, even though I couldn't get one. So I decided I'd rather starve, live on the edges of nowhere, than do anything at all, than become anything labeled. So for 50 years, I was a scarecrow unlabeled, and now I'm supposed to be a writer. There is a loneliness in this world so great that you can see it in the slow movement of the hands of a clock. People so tired, mutilated, either by love or no love. People are just not good to each other, one-on-one. The rich are not good to the rich. The poor are not good to the poor. We are afraid. Our educational system tells us that we can all be big-ass winners. It hasn't told us about the gutter or the suicide or the terror of one person. Aching in one place alone, untouched, unspoken to, watering a plant. People are not good to each other. I suppose they never will be. Too much, too little. Too fat, too thin, or nobody. More haters than lovers. People are not good to each other. Perhaps if they were, our deaths would not be so sad.
You know, it's funny, I had the intention of starting today's show by apologizing and saying, I'm sorry, you know, that I've been so mopey in the intros lately and all this depression talk and whatever. And then I'm looking for a cold open and all I find is a Charles Bukowski clip, which is one of the most depressing things anyone's ever heard. So, it's my pleasure to share a Charles Bukowski piece of audio there. If you're listening to this and you happen to still read books, and you're a fan of stories about drinking and shitty jobs, traveling around the country, check out Charles Bukowski. He's got, something like 5 or 6 novels, a bunch of collections of short stories, and really, really good writer. It's not everybody's cup of tea, but it really struck a chord with me back in the day, and I still like to revisit his stuff every now and then. I'm going to try not to get long-winded today. So to start, if you'd like to support the show, as I mentioned before, I have an Amazon wish list in the show notes, along with the show's sponsors. Please check them out. I know I have some Amazon wish list gifts on the way. Thank you to those mysterious strangers. Also, there's a Pro Wrestling Tees sale right now, Memorial Day sale. If you use the code MEMORIAL, you get 20% off your order. So go to prowrestlingtees.com/CC with Joe Feeney. Check out some shirts. Check out the MWO shirts while you can. They're still hanging in there. You got a beer and wrestling shirt. Make Pro Wrestling Creative Again shirt. A nice patriotic Creative Control shirt, your Creative Control Network shirts. They're all there. So go to prowrestlingtees.com/CC with Joe Feeney. Use the code MEMORIAL and get your discount. So today it's going to be part one of the spaghetti incident comparison debate with myself and Mike Durbin from The Mike Durbin Show. And what we're going to do is go through the covers album from 1993, Guns N' Roses, The Spaghetti Incident, where they did, obviously, a full covers album. So what we're going to do is compare the cover to the original and give our pick on which is the superior track. So if that is something you're interested in, thank you for listening. Even if you're not interested, maybe you want to listen. You know, Durbin and I do good shows together, and there's going to be a little music to check out as we compare. You can also check out Mike's shirts on Pro Wrestling Tees and get the discount on his t-shirt store, Memorial, once again. Other than that, I kind of just want to get into the show. What's been going on? I guess I could recommend a couple of things. If you haven't watched The Last Dance, the Chicago Bulls documentary, Michael Jordan documentary, it's been on ESPN. It's now complete. All 10 parts are available. And being a big basketball fan in the 90s, a big Bulls fan, a big Jordan fan, it was a treat for me. You know, I hope they do more long-form documentaries like this. As I tweeted last week, I think that proves, along with OJ's Made in America, that people will put in multiple hours, you know, 6, 8, 10 hours on one subject, if it's a good enough subject and the documentary's done right. I guess I could recommend Dark Side of the Ring. This week was The Last Days of Owen Hart. Certainly not a positive recommendation. It's pretty gloomy, and it's one of the things that led me to stop watching wrestling in the mid-2000s. It took me a little while, but you know, Owen's death and then Chris Candido, Eddie Guerrero, and the Benoit situation all combined kind of led me to step away for a while. I still hit, like, indie shows locally and stuff, but as far as WWE, I wasn't watching for, you know, multiple years. And it seems like I'm back on that same path now. But it really exposes the ugliness of the wrestling business, some of the ugliness of WWE, and how they kind of just, you know, this guy fell to his death, and all they did was scrape him off the mat and keep the show going, and it's pretty wild. I think I said on The Raven Effect, which will be out Monday, I don't know of another sport or even entertainment, live entertainment show that would do that. One of the guys, Raven or Rich, said NASCAR. I'm not sure if someone has died and a race has continued. I know when Dale Earnhardt died, it was at the end of the race. So, but yeah, it's just those kind of incidents opened my eyes to wrestling and how, you know, it's a shitty business sometimes. It really is. And these guys sometimes, you know, they're at the mercy of the promoters. And say you were on the WWE roster at the time and your friend just fell to his death. And there they are pulling you to the curtain saying, hey, you're up next. You got to go. That's it. You got to go out there and perform. And the guy just died in that corner over there with the broken boards and the blood stain. It's fucked up. But, I mean, if you want to check that out, there was a episode on the Road Warriors the week before. Of course, Animals on the Creative Control Network with What a Rush with Road Warrior Animal. Since the coronavirus, the episodes have been a little bit more infrequent, but they're still coming out. And Animal actually reviewed the show on last week's What a Rush. Also on Creative Control Network, you can check out Highway to Helms with Shane Helms. It's Husey Hello, The Mike Durbin Show, The Four Sportsmen. Honorable Mention with Shane Hagedorn and Jeff Schwartz. Way Back Playback with Pat McNeil. and Jim Vallee, the freaking Hambone Show, What's Your Favorite with Jamie Irwin, and From the Bedroom to the Booth. All those shows are available. Check out Creative Control Network on Twitter at the CC Network 1. Check me out on Twitter at JFVini3RD. That's about it. Support the sponsors. Check them out in the show notes. Check out my Amazon wish list. And go to ProWrestlingTees.com/CC with Joe Feeney and use the code Memorial and get your 20% off. Thanks for listening.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The world changed overnight, and doctors, nurses, and other medical professionals immediately ran to the crisis. Since then, they've been working extra long hours, distancing themselves from their loved ones, and risking their lives to save ours. They sacrifice a lot, not just now, but all year round. Shouldn't someone be looking out for them? Figs is an amazing company who's had the backs of these awesome humans since 2013. They create ridiculously soft, modern scrubs that help healthcare workers look good, feel good, and perform at their best. And in Figs' response to COVID-19, they have donated over 30,000 sets of scrubs to hospitals across the country, donated 100,000 to the Frontliners Responders Fund to help ship PPE and supplies, and sent hundreds of care packages to those who need it the most. They've also created their own three-layer protective face mask and utilized their supply chain to produce millions of N95 masks and PPE. Figs will continue to do whatever it takes to support healthcare workers during this challenging time. And why wear Figs? Well, Figs scrubs are packed with tons of features and functionality. They've created their own proprietary fabric that features antimicrobial technology, as well as four-way stretch, moisture-wicking, anti-wrinkle, and liquid-repellent properties. Plus pockets. Lots of pockets. Some of their styles include over 10 pockets, which is incredibly useful when you have a stethoscope, pens, a pen light, scissors, tape, alcohol pads, etc., all to carry around. And Figs comes in a ton of different colors and styles, from classic V-neck tops and straight leg pants to more fashion-forward collared shirts and jogger pants. Not only do they look good, they're comfortable too. Like, really comfortable. Ridiculously soft, and some styles even have yoga waistbands. And they don't stop at scrubs. They also have lab coats, jackets, tote bags, compression socks, and more. Today, it's more important than ever to recognize all of the selfless medical professionals in our lives. Whether you're one of these awesome humans or you're someone who just wants to say thank you with a set of scrubs, Figs has your back and is offering listeners of Creative Control Daily 15% off for a limited time. Just go to wearfigs.com, WEARFIGS.com, and enter the code CREATIVE15, CREATIVE15 at checkout. That's 15% off at wearfigs.com and use the code CREATIVE15 at checkout. So what we're doing on Creative Control Daily today, I actually was like a throwaway joke idea. And then I was like, fuck it, I can talk about Guns N' Roses at any point. So I might, let's record this. I need to get some material in the can anyway. So I've got Mike Durbin here from the Mike Durbin Show. Mike, how you doing?
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. It is a good morning. I get to chop it up about Guns N' Roses. That's my favorite thing. So we were joking because Husey busts my balls in the DMs or whatever about, you know, I like two things in the world, which is Guns N' Roses and The Sopranos, and he's not that far off. I can't argue with the guy. Yeah. So one of my joke podcast ideas thrown out to him was, well, let's go over the spaghetti incident, and, you know, we can vote on which songs are better, the originals or the covers. And then I was like, you know what, I kind of want to do that. So here we are, throwing out their jokey concept. Is it going to turn into an actual segment today, maybe in a few days of segments, depending on how much time we spend on it. But so let's talk about that a little bit. Spaghetti Incident was actually the first. It was actually the first GNR album I bought when it came out. Like, I was behind a cousin of mine recorded Appetite for Destruction for me, dubbed it, and then from there I bought Use Your Illusion 2. Or no, I bought Usualusion 1 after it had come out. A friend of mine bought 2, and then we did the old switch where we recorded one for the other, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I was behind a little bit on that, too. I think I bought my Usualusion sometime in 92. So when Spaghetti Incident came out, you know, I used to see albums and tapes and whatever being advertised in, you know, the rock magazines or Rolling Stone, or if you did the old Columbia House gimmick, like I think a lot of people did back then, where you would get 12 tapes for a penny, and then fucking you'd have to buy 3 tapes. I don't think anyone ever actually completed the deal.
No.
You would see what was out and then, you know, buy your music based off of that. Well, I knew Spaghetti Incident was coming out, I think, from a Columbia House ad. I asked for it for Christmas. My parents bought it for me, and then it went from there, and I was surprised not really being, you know, not researching too much and knowing too much about the band. Not like I, you know, suck back all the information now, but looking at the liner notes, I'm like, what the fuck is this? I was used to the lyrics being in there. I was used to the, you know, the credits for who wrote the songs. I'm like, these are all cover versions, you know? And I didn't know that. I think I had heard or saw the video for Since I Don't Have You, and that was it. Like, that was the only knowledge I had about the album, so... Did you grab it around the time that it came out? Did you get the tape? Did you get the CD? What'd you do?
Yeah, I knew it was coming out. They did a pay-per-view in Paris in June 1992.
Yeah.
And I remember we were watching it, and my parents got the pay-per-view box. Remember, in the old days, you had to go to the cable company and get the box.
Yeah.
And you'd rent it or whatever. So we had the pay-per-view in my house. I had my friends over. It was the night before we graduated eighth grade. So we had a party at my house. We're all sitting around watching it, and then they played Duff goes up to the microphone, and then you know, they played Attitude by the Misfits.
This was 92, you said?
This is 92, yeah, yeah. June of 92.
So Gilby's there, and Izzy's gone.
Yeah, yep. And nobody knew what the song was, and then I think Axel said before it, it's this is something that'll be on a punk cover album that we did. And that was the first I'd heard of it. And this was June 92, so fast forward November of 93. That's when this album actually came out.
Yeah, I think...
So I guess in the beginning, it was supposed to be just like a 5-song EP of just punk covers they did during the Illusion sessions in 91.
Yeah.
And then it took them, you know, 2.5 years to release the full-length album. It became a full-length album by that point. I think Gilby went in and redid Izzy's guitar tracks, and they added a bunch of songs, so...
Well, initially, from what I understand, they had so many different ideas and concepts around Illusions that they didn't know what it was going to be. It was going to be 2 albums and an EP. It was going to be 3 albums. It was going to be 3 albums and an album of covers. And they didn't really have it settled for a long time because there was so much internal strife in the band or whatever. That's why there was 2 albums, because eventually they had to include everyone's stuff. That's just the only way they could get it done. But yeah, you're right. They had a few recorded during those sessions. There's some that never saw the light of day. And of course, Gilby had to come in and re-record Izzy's parts for some reason. And the great Gilby Clark, of course. And yeah, so I mean, I remember listening to it and kind of being disappointed. And at that point, as a kid, I was used to like big Guns N' Roses hit. There's going to be a video. It's going to be on the radio constantly. And this wasn't... They didn't go nuts with the radio play for this. I'm not sure I've ever heard anything from this album on the radio, actually, to be honest with you. Maybe back in the day I heard something, but I can't remember.
Yeah, I remember hearing Ain't It Fun was actually the first and only single. No, Since I Don't Have You was officially a single, but
yeah.
Ain't It Fun was the first one that hit radio. There was no video, and I think it's the worst song on the album, so I would not have released that.
That's why that Greatest Hits that came out was kind of troubling at the time, because it was the first release in forever, and you're like, who picked this? I guess they didn't pick shit. They're just like, put the fucking singles on there, that's it, because there's limited GNR involvement in that Greatest Hits album. But yeah, I remember actually looking at it, I thought at the time, in my, I think I was 11 or whatever, going, this Hair of the Dog should have been, you know, I thought that sounded like a radio hit to me. And I think I've heard it on the radio since then, like maybe once or twice. But other than that, like, you never heard Since I Don't Have You. Who's going to play that? What station was that for?
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny that kind of when I've done GNR-related podcasts before, I've talked about how it seems like Axl really gets concerned with the trends and appearing current and staying current and stuff. And I thought, you know, this album of punk covers that they wanted to do was to kind of get ahead of being looked at as dinosaurs by the grunge bands and stuff, which they eventually did, you know. So they wanted to, hey, we have punk roots too. And then the fucking album leads off with Since I Don't Have You, and then it just turns into a very schizophrenic album. It's no longer all punk covers. It's just like whatever anybody fucking wanted to do. Yeah. But what we're going to do is we'll go back and forth on each song and basically choose which version we prefer. Now, before we go into this, there's, let me see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. There was 12 tracks on the album, and then like one hidden track or whatever. So it's 13 songs. How many songs do you think I chose the Guns N' Roses version?
10.
10? All right, so we mentioned it already, and this actually did have a music video, which is like, it's their worst music video. I don't know how Gary Oldman's in it somehow, and it's really just like Axl got dumped, and now he's making a music video of him making out with a blonde supermodel, like to try to get back at Stephanie Seymour. And the song's probably directed to her as well, you know. It was originally sung by the Skyliners.
I don't have fond desires, and I don't have happy hours. I don't have anything since I don't have you.
I'm actually going to go with the Skyliners on this. I've never cared for this song very much, and you're not going to find me playing it at a bar or in my car or anything like that. If it comes on, fine, but it's not something I search out. I just never really cared for it, and I think my fandom kind of tapered off around that time just based off, like, what kind of fucking release is this? And, you know, I don't know. So I'm going to go with the Skyliners, the original, the classic, since I don't have you.
Okay. I'm going to pick the Guns N' Roses version. I like it, man. I really like it. I don't, you know, it's not a great single. It should not have been a video. It's not the opening album that it's not the opening track I would have put first. But, you know, if you listen to the original version by the Skyliners, it's just an average doo-wop song from the 50s. There's 1,000 of these songs that sound just like this. They have the same, you know, same thing going on. So for Guns N' Roses to cover this, I thought they did a great job. I love the piano. Slash did a great guitar solo, and the intro is awesome. I loved it. They played this live, I think, once or twice.
Yeah, or they did like a slight intro, like they would play like the beginning of it before Sweet Child of Mine or something like that. So, yeah, it's another thing where the only tracks really played live from this were the ones that Duff sings. You know, I think oh no, Down on the Farm showed up like twice ever, you know.
Well, they played Down on the Farm at Farm Aid, I think it was 1990, and that was Steven Adler's last show with them. They played Civil War and then Down on the Farm, and they kind of screwed Steven Adler. Like, he'd never heard the song, and they told him right before they were going on stage, you know, this is what we're playing.
Yeah. So I actually watched that recently, and if you watch, like, Duff is standing over by him the whole time trying to explain to him the timing or whatever. So they hadn't even rehearsed that with him. And Adler's lawsuit, that's one of the things he said. Like, I think they set me up.
Yeah.
So it looked like I couldn't play, you know, and I couldn't hang with the band as a reason to fire me. They didn't really need too many more reasons to fire him, but, you know, I guess when there's all that money involved, you get as much ammunition as you can.
Yeah.
So, and I remember there was a 2006 version. They played it like twice with that version of the band. Fink was still there, and Fortis, and I guess Bumblefoot had just gotten there, and they played it in L.A., and I think they played it in Baltimore in 2006. And I just missed it. Like, I saw them in Madison Square Garden that year, but I didn't go down to Baltimore. I wasn't quite as wealthy as I was a few years later, where I could afford to just throw the money away on six shows on a tour, you know?
Yeah.
But, all right, so that's my one and only choice against GNR. The rest, it's just gun. No, so there you go. I mean, it's all right. It's not something that I look back with too fondly in the GNR catalog, though, even as hardcore as I am. New Rose sang. I think it's like co-vocaled. They call it by Duff and Axl, but it's, you know, I've enjoyed it when they've broken it out live. I think they've played it a few times. He rotates between that and Raw Power. He rotates between that and Attitude. Raw Power's there sometimes, whatever. So I don't have a problem with Duff when they do it as a little live break. Hey, give Duff his song. But you're going to notice a pattern here on the list that if Duff's singing it, I'm normally not going to pick it. But in this case, I listened to the Damned version of New Rose today. It's
see the sun, it shines. Don't get too close, or it'll burn your eyes. Don't you run away that way. You can come back another day. I've got a new rose, I've got a good. Yes, I knew that I always would.
Probably the first or second time I heard it, and I was like, oh, I'm going to pick two songs in a row that aren't GNR. And as the song went along, I don't know what it was that started to annoy me about it. It was like the vocals or something. I was like, nope, going GNR on this one. And like the first half of the song, I didn't think that was going to be the case. But I don't mind it. I am going to pick the GNR version. It's probably my favorite song that Duff was ever the lead singer for.
I'm picking the Guns N' Roses version. Anything Duff sings on, I love it. Yeah. So, and I love this song. I think it's a great punk song. The drums start off, you know, or first it's a vocal thing, and then the drums come in, and then just great, fucking great guitar riff. And yeah, the original one is cool, but it's just such a shitty recording.
Yeah.
And I just don't like that, those Cockney punk vocals.
As an Axl guy, when I was younger, I would normally skip the Duff songs. It's just, I was an Axl fan, you know, and that's whose voice I went to hear on a GNR record. So same thing with Izzy's songs back in the day, I would skip, and then years later I became a fan of. But looking back, this is probably one of the stronger songs on the album, actually.
Yeah.
And so we're both going GNR on that one. Down on the Farm, we just talked about a little bit, and that's been on some set lists through the years or as an alternate, you know, song or whatever selection. I've always wanted to see them do it live. Never seen it. Originally by the UK Subs. And to be honest, a lot of these names don't mean anything to me. I just know that they're punk bands, right?
Yeah. Yep. They told me to get healthy. They told me to get some sun. But boredom eats me like cancer. Down here on the farm. Drinking lemonade shanty. Ain't nobody here to do me harm. But I'm like a fish out of water. Down here on the farm. So I gave it a listen. And I'm going GNR on this one as well. I don't know. I don't know where people in like that fan base view this, but I really liked it. I really liked Axl's kind of goofy take on it with the accent, you know. Mm-hmm. And if there is two or three songs that I would revisit on this album on a regular basis, I like Down on the Farm a lot. So I would go with the GNR version of that. Yeah. I didn't know the original one was from like 83. I always thought these were mostly the punk 70s. Songs were from the late 70s, but yeah. This is actually from 83. I'd never heard of the UK Subs before. I never heard any of their other songs, but I listened to the original one last night, and I will go with the original one.
Mm.
I like them both, but I like the original a little bit better.
Yeah. Although Playing It at Farm Aid it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
We go to track 4, Human Being, by the New York Dolls, and it's one of two songs on this record that were originally written by Johnny Thunders, you know, punk icon. I know a little bit of his stuff. I never really delved that deep. I just know of him. And I gave it a shot. And I got to go GNR on this one as well. It's another one that started out. And believe me, I was trying to make my list, you know, as much, you know, I didn't want to pick GNR in every song. So with Human Being, it started, and I was like, this could be a pick. It's not bad. It's not bad. It's not. And then it just wasn't as strong to me. I think GNR's cover was a lot better. And plus, it is full of kazoos, which is always a good time.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Go ahead.
This album, when it came out, I tried to track down the originals on most of them when I was a kid. Like, I went to Best Buy and I tried to find all the original ones. And that's before the internet. You couldn't look up, you know, all the information. So you had to really do the work. So I remember I got the New York Dolls really only came out with two albums, two full-length albums. And I got them both in 93. And I'd never heard them before. And I loved them, man. I'm such a big fan of them now and since then. And fast forward to 2006, the band I was in, it was like a glam rock band.
Yeah.
And do you remember Little Steven had either a channel or a show on Sirius XM?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Little Steven's Garage, I think it was called.
Right.
So they had a tour, and the New York Dolls were the headliners of the tour. And then they went, you know, I think it was just an American tour. But what they would do is every city they played in, they'd have a contest for a local band to open. So 2006, my band actually won the contest. Mm. So we opened for the New York Dolls.
Who sang?
It was David Johansen.
Because Thunders is dead. He died in the
80s. Thunders right? died in the mid-80s, I think.
Yeah,
and then
they
had some other guy from New York. He was playing guitar. But yeah, the original guys were the singer, David Johansen, and then Sylvain was the original. He was the original rhythm guitar player. And then everybody, you know, the bass player, Arthur, he died. They did a reunion show, like I think in the early 2000s. Then he died like right after that, tragically. So, yeah, they had a replacement bass player and a drummer. So it was really the only two original guys.
Right.
But man, I got to open for them. And it was amazing, man. What a dream, you know?
Yeah. And so their deal was then Thunders went solo after they broke up, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking, that's funny. As soon as you said David Johansen, I knew who it was, but I had to look. I'm like, holy shit, it's Buster Poindexter.
Well, he's Buster Poindexter.
Yeah.
And he was in Scrooge. He's an actor too, so.
Yeah.
But I'm going to pick the original version. I love the Guns N' Roses version so much. It's probably my favorite song on the album, but I love the original New York Dolls version.
So you picked.
Those two albums, like they're two of my favorite albums of all time, the self-titled and then Too Much Too Soon.
Yeah.
Great songs.
Hearing Thunder's voice and liking it, and it makes me, I'm pretty sure I'm going to delve a little bit deeper into those guys. So the New York Dolls, but Raw Pat, what you picked. So you picked
the Dolls
version
for Human Being.
Right. Raw Power. Obviously, the Stooges, Iggy Pop. Happiness is a guarantee. It was made for you and me. Raw power, honey, just won't quit. Raw power, I can feel it. Raw power, you can't be beat. Popping eyes and a flashing feet. Don't you try to tell me what to do. Everybody always trying to tell me what to do. I got to go with the Stooges on this one. I'd heard the original before today, and like I did hear a lot of the songs for the first time today, but I don't know. I've liked when I've seen it live. Like I said, I like that little Duff slot, but on record, he's just not my favorite singer. And I think the Stooges version was, I don't know, just more powerful, really. This sounded like GNR has a way, at least in my opinion, of making songs sound their own. And this sounded like a cover to me compared to the original. So I got to go with the Stooges on this one.
I will pick the Guns N' Roses version. Iggy Pop and the Stooges, to me, very overrated. Like, I don't like their... I bought the album, you know, I bought the Raw Power album when this cover album came out.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is not good. I don't see what all the big hoopla about this guy is. You know, he's a legend, I get it, but I never got into Iggy Pop or the Stooges ever.
Yeah, I think, I don't see... Iggy Pop's not one of my favorites either, and I remember... I was reading a book called Wonderland Avenue, and it was written by a guy named Danny Sugarman. Danny Sugarman worked for the Doors when he was a teenager, and then eventually wrote a book about Guns N' Roses as well, which was a total piece of shit. I don't know if you've ever read that.
Yep.
Horrible, horrible. His whole gimmick was trying to equate Jim Morrison with Axl Rose, which there's similarities, but not as much as these fucking weirdos were trying to, you know, put them together or whatever. But Sugarman in Wonderland Avenue wrote a lot about how much Manzarek wanted to work with Iggy Pop, and he was all about Iggy Pop. We're gonna bring Iggy Pop. He's gonna sing for the Doors now. He's gonna be the new Morrison, Iggy Pop. And I'm like, I don't see anything like that. I don't know. I just never. I remember he showed up on American Idol a few years ago. My wife was watching. She's like, "Who is this? Who is this old man melting on stage?" I'm like, "Yeah, it's just Iggy Pop. That's just what he looks like. Don't worry about it."
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Support for Creative Control Daily is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. You know, I know I'm not alone in this. I think any man listening to this has had an incident where they're trying to do a little trim action, and maybe the clippers slip or the razor slips. Next thing you know, you have something resembling a wound in your crotch area, and that's not what you want. That's the last thing you want. That's why Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. The Manscaped engineering team spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. Their third generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to prevent manscaping accidents. Millions of balls are about to be nick-free thanks to Manscaped's advanced skin-safe technology. Manscaping accidents are finally a thing of the past. And when I tell you this is premium, I mean premium. The battery will last up to 90 minutes so you can take a longer shave. One of the coolest features is the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer and more precise trimming. They've also upgraded to a 7,000 RPM motor with quiet stroke technology. And let's not forget about the charging stand. Show your mower off loud and proud because this intelligently designed stand is a convenient charging dock powered by USB. So if you're listening to me speak right now, I want you to experience this firsthand for yourself. Trim that junk of yours. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code CCD at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. Once again, you can get 20% off and free shipping with the code CCD at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com by using the code CCD.